ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Chaim Byron. Meseches Bava Basra has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yehuda Koenig in loving memory of Malka and Aaron Zvi Krausman.
Basra Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. The Gemara over here is discussing what type of items are included in the word Nichsi. If a person said Nechosai Leplanyo, he gave all of his Nechosim to Pliny, the Gemara goes through different things like Avodim, Karkois, Shtaris, all these things the Gemara says are included in the word Nichsi. And Bahamshach over here, the Gemara says, what about a Sefer Torah? Is this included in the word Nechsi? Now it's clear from the Rashbam and from Tosfos, they did not have the Girsa which we have Bifoneinu. In the Girsa that we have, the Gemara explains the two Tzadim, what does the Tzad say that it should not be included? The Gemara says, Kivad loy mizdavin at the Osir lif zvuni, therefore lav Nechsihu. Since it's Osir tasal, that's why it would not be considered Nechsi. Idoma kivad de mizdavin lomay tayr velisa isha Nechsihu. Sometimes a person does have a heter tasal, sefer Torah. Therefore, it would be included in Nechsi. Hagaparim, as we'll see, the Rashbam and Tosfos did not have this Girsa, because the Rashbam gives his own explanation in the Suffolk of the Gemara, and even Tosfos, he does bring this explanation, but he brings it B'Shem Neri, clearly he did not have this Girsa. So the Rashbam over here in Dibur Maschil Sefer Torah explains, what is the Suffolk? He says, Mi mikri Nechsi ki tefillin damu? Do we say it's the same as tefillin, which are called Nechsi? Adil ma tefillin hainu taim adavi malbush, av a sefer mitzvah hi veloi Nechsi. Tefillin can be considered like a malbush, a personal item, therefore it would be included in the word nechsi. Mashenken a sefer Torah, which is used for a mitzvah, a person does not relate to it as a personal item, therefore perhaps it's not included in the word nechsi. And the Rashbam continues and he says, Va'afal pi sheyochel lemochroi leimikri nechsi. Even though a person can sell a sefer Torah, still perhaps it's not included in the word nechsi. We'll see soon what does the Rashbam mean to say over here. Why is he stressing the fact that a person can sell a sefer Torah? Now, we should just point out that according to the way the Rashbam explains, the reason why Sefer Torah may not be included in the word Nechsi is because it's not like a tefillin, which are a malbush, it's a mitzvah. The question would be, what would be other types of svarim? For example, Sifrei Nevim or Sifrei Ksuvim. So the Mordechai over here in Ois Tof Reish Chav Gimel, he says, L'chari, according to the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, that which svarim are different than tefillin is because tefillin is like a malbush. Mashenkin a Sefer Torah, a person relates to it only as a chavitz of a mitzvah. If so, the Mordechai says, L'chair, the same should also be for other types of Svarim, Sifrei Nevim or Sifrei Ksuvim, also L'chair should be part of the Suffolk of the Gemara. However, the Mordechai then continues and he quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Baruch and Rabbeinu Avi Ezri. They say that the Suffolk of the Gemara is only by Sefer Torah, not other types of Svarim. And the Mordechai explains the Pshat like this. He says, other types of Svarim is Pasha to us, that a person relates to them as Nechosim. He considers that part of his property, something which he can buy and he could sell, that surely is included in the word Nechsi. The whole suffix of the Gemara by Tefillin and by Sefer Torah is that a person b'derech chal doesn't buy and sell them, he buys it once and he keeps it for his own personal use, it's not something which he gives away, and therefore perhaps it's not included in the word Nechsi. Therefore the Gemara has to bring a raya that Tefillin is included in the word Nechsi, and even after the Gemara brings a raya as far as Tefillin is concerned, still the Gemara has a suffix about a Sefer Torah, as the Rashbam explains, because Tefillin, a person relates to it as a malbush, a shenk in a Sefer Torah. Akapam the Yisoid of Shaila by Sefer Torah, according to the Mordechai, is that since it's not an item which a person b'derech klal buys and sells, therefore perhaps he would not refer to it as Nechsi. And therefore he says, Sifrei Nevim and Sifrei Ksuvim, a person does sometimes buy and sell them, and that there is no Suffolk. Tosfos over here in Dibur Maschil Yibayluhu, he's bothered, what is the Tzad to say that a Sefer Torah is not included in Nechsi? He asks, Man of Shach either has the same status as Nechosim She'en Lemachrayis, which the Gemara already says in Daf Kuf Nun Omid Beis, anything which is included in this rule, that it's Eina Mechrayis and it's Nikna B'Mashicha, that's referred to as Nechsi. Or Tosfos says, even if you say that a Sefer Torah is similar to Karka, it's like Nechosim Shirishla Mechrayis, that are Nikna B'Kesef, B'Shtaru, B'Chazako, still Tosfos says it would also be referred to as Nechsi. As the Gemara says earlier, anything which is included in Nechosim Shirishla Mechrayis, Nikna B'Kesef, B'Shtaru, B'Chazako, is included in the word Nechsi. As a side point, it would seem that Tosfos had it sad to say that a Sefer Torah is similar to Karka, that it's Nikna B'Kesef, B'Shtar, B'Chazaka. It would be interesting to know where Tosfos gets such a tzad. Why would Tosfos have a half minute to say that a Sefer Torah is like Karka and is Nikna B'Kesef, B'Shtar, B'Chazaka? But al kaponim, Tosfos then brings B'Shem Diri. He says, really it's partial that a Sefer Torah is like Metaltalin, it's Nikna B'Mashicha, it doesn't have the same din as Karka. And still the Gemara had a tzad to say that it would not be included in the word Nechsi. And Diri explains because it's usher to sell Sefer Torah, except for a few specific exceptions, Loma Torah Velisa Isha, then it's mutter to sell Sefer Torah. But since B'derech Chal it's usher to sell, therefore perhaps it's not included in the word Nechsi. In the Shita Mekubetzes, he brings something similar b'shem the Rosh. He explains a little bit more. He says, since Sefer Torah is not something that a person can sell, k'dei l'hisparnes, if he needs income, he's not allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, therefore a person will not include it in the word nechsi. In other words, when a person says nechsi, he's referring to the items which are at his disposal to buy and sell whenever he needs the money, and since the Sefer Torah is not like that, perhaps it's not included in the word nechsi. This is a similar svar to that which we saw from the Mordechai. Mordechai also said the suffix by tefillin and by Sefer Torah is that b'derech ha'al a person does not buy and sell these items, he buys them once and he keeps them forever, therefore perhaps it would not be included in the word nechsi. This is what Tosfos means to say as well, that since b'derech ha'al is also to sell Sefer Torah, that would be a reason why it would not be referred to as nechsi. Now to get back to the Rashbam, as we saw earlier, the lashon of the Rashbam is v'afal pi sheyochel lemachrei. Even though he's allowed to sell the Sefer Torah, still the Gemara has a suffix. What does the Rashbam mean to say that one is allowed to sell a Sefer Torah? So in the contemporary Sfarim, they want to suggest perhaps the Rashbam holds like the Shita, which is Baal Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. These halachas are discussed in Aruch Chaim, Siman Kuf, Nun Gimel, Sif Yud. The Mechaber over there brings two days. The first day he brings is that a Sefer Torah Shal Yochid, one is allowed to sell it. He's allowed to sell it for any purpose. Now, if we say that a Sefer Torah could only be sold for the reason of Lomad Torah V'Lisa Isha, that's only a Sefer Torah which a person gave over to the Tzibur to be read by Tzibur. Their din is it cannot be sold only for these reasons. That's the first day of the Shulchan Aruch over there. Then the Mechaber brings the second Shita which holds that it's always usher to sell Sefer Torah unless for the purpose of Lomad Torah V'Lisa Isha, even a Sefer Torah Shal Yachid. Hakupan, perhaps the Rashbam over here is going like the first Shita. The Rashbam holds the halacha that a person can sell a Sefer Torah if he didn't give it over to read B'tzibur. And therefore he explains the suffix of the Gemara over here has nothing to do with the fact that a Sefer Torah cannot be sold. Again, as we saw previously, the Rashbam obviously did not have the girsa that we have b'faneinu. In the Sefer Pnei Shleimah, he writes that originally these words were on the side, on the gillion of the Gemara, and the ones who printed the Shas put it into the Gemara itself. But Al-Kapam, the Rashbam clearly did not have such a girsa. And as we're saying, the Rashbam perhaps holds that a Sefer Torah Shel Yochid can be sold, even if it's not Loma Torah of Elisa Isha. Now, I'll mention the Magen Avraham on this din in the Shulchan Aruch. The Magen Avraham is in Sif Katan Chav Beis. He quotes our Gemara, and he did have the Girsa which we have b'faneinu. The suffix of the Gemara is that perhaps Sefer Torah is not called Nechsi because it's usher to sell a Sefer Torah. And he asks, on the first day of the Shulchan Aruch, how could the first day say that if the Sefer Torah is owned by a Yochid, there is no Isser? He says, our Gemara is Mavur, that there is an Isser. And he says, and don't say that our Gemara is talking about a Sefer Torah which was given over to the Tzibur. He says, because once it was given over to the Tzibur, then it's posher that it's not b'chal nechsi. If a person gave away all his possessions, obviously a Sefer Torah which had already been given over to the Tzibur is not going to be included. If so, akarchach, the case of an Eger Gemara is talking about that it is his private Sefer Torah, and yet still the Gemara is mevur that it's usher to sell it only for the purpose of Dilma Torah v'li'isi isha. So the Magen Avraham answers this and he explains that which the first day of the Shulchan Aruch holds, that you could sell a Sefer Torah shal yachid unless it's given over to the Tzibur, it doesn't mean to say dafka if it's actually given over a full kinyan now that Tzibur owns it. As well, even if he's still the owner of the Sefer Torah, if whoever he designated for the use of the Tzibur now already has this din that it's usher to sell it unless you have the heter of Loma Torah v'lisa isha. That, the Magen Avraham says, is the case of our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about a person who had his own private Sefer Torah, but he gave it over to be used in the shul for the purpose of the Kriya B'Tzibur, and therefore the din is that it's usher to sell. And this is where the Gemara has a suffix whether it's included in Nechsi. Now, there's another important point to clarify over here, and that is, if you go like this Girsa of the Gemara, or Akoparim, if you go like Tosfos, B'Shem the Ri, we understood that this is the suffix of the Gemara, that's not to say that the Sefer Torah is not included in Nechsi, is because it's usher to sell Sefer Torah. Whether the case is talking about that it's his own Sefer Torah, which he did not give over for the use of the Tzibur, according to the second sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, which is also usher to sell if you don't have the Heter, or if you hold like the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, and the case over here is talking about that he did give it over to the Tzibur, that's why it's usher to sell it, but Akoparim, either way, Lachar, we should point out over here, Tosfos is not mashma, that the tzad to say that it's not included in Nechsi is because of the actual Isser itself. Meaning, Lachar, one could have said, the tzad to say that a Sefer Torah is not included is because the person knows that it's usher to give away his Sefer Torah. The same way it's usher to sell it, it would also be usher to give it away. So over here, where he gave away all of his Nechasim, the sum he does not mean to include the Sefer Torah, in order that he should not be over this Isser. Mashmois of Tosfos is that this is not the Hesber of the Gemara, even according to the Ri, and what the Ri means to say is, since B'derech Chal there is an Isser, that's an indication that a person does not relate to his Sefer Torah as one of his regular Nechasim, and therefore may not be included in the word Nechsi. Now this leads us to an important point which the Arsameach makes over here. The Arsameach is in Perichof Al Fichos Mechira Halocha Yud Ches. The Rambam over there is talking about where a person sold his nechasim. And the Rambam brings a case where a person said, "Kol nechasai, I'm selling you all of my nechasim." The Rambam paskins, "Afilu avodim ubatim v'cholam metatlim hayiduim loy, v'afilu tefillin shebereishai bechlal hamecher." The Rambam says everything is included, karka metatlin, even tefillin, they're all included in kol nechasai. However, the Rambam does not mention anything about a sefer Torah. And the Smech over there is bothered. Why is this different from the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Aleph Hilchos Tzchiyo Matano Halacha Tezvav? There the Rambam says, "Shchiv mirash Omar nechosai leplayni, noital kol matatlin v'kol akarkois v'abegodim v'avodim ubehemois v'ha'ifois v'atfilin imshar asvarim hakol bechlal nechosim." If a shchiv mirash says, "I'm giving all my nechosim to Pliny," we give him everything, as the Rambam lists, and this is obviously based on our Gemara. The Rambam brings the list which is mentioned over here. And as far as Sefer Torah, the Rambam says, "Avol Sefer Torah yesh bei sofik imhu bechlal nechosim ayenoy lefikachem tofsa yein moitziyim miyadei." As the Gemara leaves off over here with the teku, therefore the Rambam says, since it's a suffix, if the Mekabel Matan is teifus it, he's able to keep it. And our Smech asks, why is it that in Hilchos Tzchiyo Matano, the Rambam mentions that a Sefer Torah is a suffix, and in Hilchos Mechir, the Rambam doesn't say anything about a Sefer Torah. And our Smech says, the Pshat in the Rambam is, that in Hilchos Mechir, where he's talking about a Bari who's selling his Nechasim, there is Pasha that the Din is, that a Sefer Torah is not included. The Rambam only says that Tefillin is included. That would be mashma that a Sefer Torah is not included. And the reason is, the Arsamech explains, because since over there he's selling his nechasim, if he would sell a Sefer Torah, he would be over an Isser. Surely a person did not mean to include his Sefer Torah amongst his other nechasim, because he definitely does not want to be over this Isser. Now, Shenkin over here, the Arsamech says, in Hilchos Tzchiyo Matano, which is what Agamar is referring to, we're talking about a Shchiv Mirah. And as you know, when a Shchiv Mirah gives away his nechasim, it's only Chalat La'achar Misa, therefore surely there is no Isser involved if a Shchiv Mirah gives away his Sefer Torah. Since there's no Isser, therefore the Gemara has a suffix. We don't say that surely he would not have included a Sefer Torah, knowing that he's not over an Isser, as the Rambam holds in Hilchos Mechira. Here there is no issue of an Isser, therefore here the Rambam paskins that it's a suffix, as the Gemara leaves off with a teiku. Now this could be an explanation to that which we pointed out, that even Taisvis, even according to the Girsa that we have Bifaneinu, the whole suffix of the Gemara, the Tata say that a Sefer Torah is not included, is because it's Usher to sell a Sefer Torah. The Gemara does not mean to say, and Taisvis also is not Mashma, that the tzad that a Sefer Torah is not included in the Nechasim is in order that he should not be over an Isser, and we could say al derech l'ar sameach, there definitely is no Isser over here, because we're talking about a Shchiv Mirah. What the Gemara means to say, and the Ri also, that since we know there is a rule that a person cannot sell a Sefer Torah, if he would be a Bari and he would be selling his Nechasim to be Chal immediately, it would be also for him to sell a Sefer Torah, unless l'ma Torah v'lisa isha. That's the reason why a person does not relate to a Sefer Torah as one of his regular items, which he buys and sells freely. And therefore, when he says the word Nechasa, he does not mean to refer to his Sefer Torah. But again, it's not because that we're concerned of the actual Isser. It's just that this is an indication that a person does not relate to his Sefer Torah the way he relates to the rest of his possessions. Now, just to add one more point over here, even though the Arsamech is learning B'das the Rambam, the Arsig is talking about specifically a Shchiv Mirah, that's why there's no Isser involved in giving away the Sefer Torah. If we look in the beginning of the sugya of the Rashbam, back on Kuf Nun Amud Beis, and Dibur Maschel Omar Nichsai Leplanyo, he says that the case could be talking about either a Shchiv Mirah or a Bari who gave away his Nechasim with a Kinyan. Kipshute, according to the Rashbam, the entire sugya is talking about either a Shchiv Mirah or a Bari. If so, the suffix by a Sefer Torah also would even be by a Bari, and therefore the point could be made that if we're talking about a Bari who is giving away his Nechasim, Nechar, he is being over an Isser if he gives away his Sefer Torah. However, as we said before, the Lashon of the Rashbam is Af b'shayachal l'machroi, which, as we explained, perhaps the Rashbam holds like the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch, that a Sefer Torah shayachid, which was not given over for Kriya B'tzibor, has no Isra at all if he sells it or he gives it away. Now, continue on. Behemshach, the Gemara brings the case of Imi de Rav Zutra Bar Tuvya, who wrote over to Rav Zutra all of her nechasim before she got married. Eventually, she got married to Rav Zvid, but she got divorced and she won her nechasim back. And the Gemara says, Rav Bibi Bar Abaya Paskind, the din is that she does not get back the nechasim. As Rashbam explains, Rav Bibi Bar Abaya held, even though she was Megal Das, that the reason why she's giving away her nechasim is because she's getting married, she didn't want that the husband will get the nechasim. Still, Rav Bibi understood that this Gilui Das is only intended to tell us that the only reason she's giving away her nechasim is because she plans on getting married. And therefore, if in the end, for some reason, she never ends up getting married, the Matana would not be Niskayim. But not that her Gilui Das is telling us that eventually she'll want the nechasim back when her husband dies or she gets divorced. And this, Rav Huna Brei Devishua argued, he said, surely the Gilui Das is meant to tell us Even if she does get married, she wants to eventually get back her nechasim, similar to the din of Mavrachas. And he adds that here everyone would agree, even though the case of Mavrachas is a machlekes, here everyone would agree that since there was a gilei das, she said that she's giving away the nechasim because she's getting married. Here everyone would agree that she gets back the nechasim. Taisus of Yadir Maschal Afilu, he points out that the machlekes, which the Gemara is referring to, is in a case where it was only miksas nechasim. If she gave away all of her nechasim because she was getting married, everyone would agree that the din is she gets them back. The machlekes is in a case of miksas nechasim, and Taisus is saying that's what the Gemara means to say over here, that even if it was miksas nechasim, here there is no machlekes, lekuliyama, she would get them back because there was a gilei das. Now we'll just mention a kasha that the Rishonim ask in Ksubas Ha'inches, that's where the sugya of Mavrachas is. They ask a kasha from our sugya, and that which Rashi explains over there, the nidin of Mavrachas. Rashi says the case is talking about a woman was going to get married, and she gave away all of her nechasim, and before she gave them away, Rashi says, she told the Edim that I'm only giving away my nechasim because I'm getting married. Tosfos of the argues on Rashi, and Rishonim ask, l'chaira, Rashi is a steer to our sugya, because our sugya explains that the whole machlekes by Mavrachas is talking about in a case where there was no gilei das. If there was gilei das, the Arsig is mavur that it's not a machlekes, everyone would agree that the matana is not niskayim. So why does Rashi over there say the case is talking about that she was medea beforehand, that she's going to get married? So we'll mention the text from the beginning of Shlema. He answers that if we look carefully in Rashi over there, Rashi says that she was medea to the Edim. She told the Edim that she's giving the matana because she's getting married. And the beginning of Shlema explains the case is talking about she did not tell the mekabel matana, which in that case was her daughter. That's the case the Gemara Ksubis is talking about. She wrote over all of nechasim to her daughter before she got married. Rakapam, she didn't say anything to her daughter that she's only giving her the nechasim because she's getting married. Mashenkin in Agmara, which says that since there was gilei das, there's no machlekes of mavrachas. Here the case is talking about that she was megal das to her son, the mekabel matana. If we look in the Rashbam over here, he says this clearly. And Dibra Maschal Mishum de Kaboy, Rashbam says v'chein pirshuloi behedya. Meaning she told Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia the Mekabel Matana, she told him clearly that she's only giving him the Matana because she's going to get married. That's where Agmar says that since it was a Gilei Das, everyone would be maskim that she gets back her Nechasim. To get back to our sugya, Taisus over here, Dibra Maschal Gal Yadaita, he makes an important point. And this, he says, is telling in the Girsa of the Gemara. The Girsa that we have bifaninu is, Avalhocha Gal Yadaita de Mishum and Tzuvihu, Va'intzva Ve'igarsha. And Taisus says the mashmois of Er Girsa is the only reason why she gets back the nechasim is because she got married and then she got divorced. After she gets divorced, she has the right to go to her son and get the nechasim back. This is the Girsa of the Rashbam in the sugya. He's before that he was girsa Rishim to Intzva v'Igarsha, and the reason why she gets the nechasim back is because she already got divorced. In other words, Matana is only in this game as long as she's married. Since she's Megal Das, the only reason why she's giving it to her son is because she doesn't want her husband to get it. Therefore, once she gets divorced, now already the nechasim will go back to her. And this would be mashmash that the actual time that she was married, the real owner of the nechasim was her son. Taisus, however, argues on this. He brings our girsa, which he says is the girsa of the Rach. However, he says the Ri argues, and the Ri brings the Rai from the Gemara and Ksubis, even the time that she was married, the nechasim still considered to be hers, not the son's. The Rai is from the Gemara of the Ksubis Ayin Tes. The Gemara asks, according to the Man the Omer, that Ashtam of Rachas, the dinner that the Mekabel Matana does not get it, since we assume that she only gave it because she's getting married, therefore it's not a real kinyan. And the Gemara there asks on this, V'iloi kaninu lekeach, the kinyan ubal. If we're saying that the kinyan to the lekeach does not work, he doesn't really get the nechasim, then why does the baal not get the nechasim? The only way to prevent the husband from getting these nechasim is if she really does give them away before she gets married. Once we're saying that the kinyan really is not chal, why does the husband not get the nechasim? Rashi there explains this means to say, the husband should have the rights to eat the peres while they're married, and if she dies before him, he should get the Yerusha. And this Gemara answers that really the kinyan is not chal. The hour the husband does not get the nechasim is because asar kin nechasim she'en yadu en lebal v'alibu de Reb Shimon. The sheet of Reb Shimon is in the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Ches Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah of the 8th parak of Ksubis. Reb Shimon over there is mechadish that if a woman gets married and she has nechasim which the husband does not know about, those nechasim do not go to the husband. The Gemara here is explaining that this is the way Shtam of Rachas works as well. When she gives away her nechasim, the kinyan really is nachal, and that which the husband does not get them is because it has the din of nechasim she'en yiduin, which according to Reb Shimon, the din is that the husband does not get them. Taisus over there in Ksubis discusses whether the Gemara means to say that we paskin lahalacha like Reb Shimon, or the Gemara means to say here even the Rabbanim will be maskim to Reb Shimon. Rakapanim, Taisus by us is saying that the mashmais of that Gemara, But the Gemara first asks that if the Pliny is not kaina, then the Baal should get the Nechasim. The Gemara answers that it's Nechasim she'ein yeruduim. That Gemara is mashma that even while she was married, the Nechasim were still owned by her, not by the person that she gave them to. And therefore, Taisus asks, L'char, this does not fit with the Girsa of our Gemara. If her Geris for her Intzva ve'garisha, that's mashma that while she was married, the Kinyan was Chal, only after she gets divorced, that's when she gets back her Nechasim. So in this Taisus answers that really you could say the Girsa that we have Bifaneinu, and it's not a kasha from the Gemara in Ksubis. The Pshat is because even though really these Nechasim do not belong to the one that she gave them to, and husband does not get them either, as we see in the Gemara in Ksubis, she's really the owner of these Nechasim. Still the din is that as long as she's married, the Nechasim are considered to be Bershus, the Mekabel Matana. That's why Agmar says, the Intzva ve'garsha, after she becomes Migureshes, that's when the Nechasim go back to her Rishus. Now what does Taisus mean by this, by saying that while she was married, the Nechasim are Bershus, the Mekabel Matana? So Bustama, what Taisus means to say, and this is Mefurish in the Ritva, is that as far as Achilas Peris is concerned, that the Mekabel Matana does have a right to eat the Peris while she was married. So that's what the Gemara will mean to say over here. The question is, who gets the Peris? That the Gemara says, once she got married and she got divorced, now she gets back the Karka as far as Achilas Peris are concerned. But Enicham, even while she was married, as far as who's the owner of the Gufa Karka, she's the owner, not the one who she gave it to B'matano. Now what comes out from this thesis is that since Legavid Achilas Peris, it does really belong to the one who got the Matano, Akachach Thesis is learning that when the Gemara over there asks, since she's really the one who owns the karka, so why is it that the husband does not get it? The Gemara is not talking about the Achilas Peris. Legavid Achilas Peris is concerned that the Matana is Chal, the Makab Matana, he's the one who's going to eat the Peris while they're married. Rather, what the Gemara is asking, Akachach, is that the Gufa Karka, since she's the one who still owns the Gufa Karka, the husband should get it, meaning in a case where she dies. The point of Mavrachas is for two things. She doesn't want the husband to eat the Peris while she's married to him. And secondly, she doesn't want that the husband should get the Karka Birusha if she dies before him. And this second thing, the Gemara is asking, how does the Matan of Mavrachas work if Lamaisa, she's still the owner of the Karka, the Makabal Tana is not the one who owns the Gufa Karka, so why is it that if she dies, the husband does not get the Yerusha? And this Gemara answers, Asam ken chasam she'en yedun lebal v'alibudir of Shimon. So the Maisa, what comes out from Taisus is that if she dies while she's married, neither the husband nor the Mekabel Matana will get the Karka, rather her own Yerushim will get the Karka, since she's still the owner of the Karka, and still she's able to prevent it from going to the husband if she dies. The Maisa, this is Machikis Rishenim. What is it then by Mevrachas if she dies while she's married? The sheet of the Rambam in Perichov Beis, Hochos Ishus, Halocha Tes, is that while she's married, the Nechasim are considered to be Becheskas HaMekabel. Therefore, if she dies while the husband is still alive, the Mekabel Matana will keep the Nechasim. As we said, the way Taisus learns the Gemara over there, it would come out that according to Taisus, if she dies, she would get the Nechasim, meaning it would go over to her Yarshim. The Shaka of Tarav there in the Gemara is about the Gufa Karka, not about the Peris. And that the Gemara says that even though the Mekabel is not Zeich in the Gufa Karka, the husband does not get it either, therefore the din will be that it goes over to her Yarshim. Now continue on to the next Gemara, the case of Imi Rami Bar Chama, where at first she gave over Nechasim over to Rami Bar Chama, and then at a later point she gave it all to Rav Ukva Bar Chama, and then eventually she died. The Gemara brings Machlokes between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes paskin that the Nechasim go to the first brother, Rami Bar Chama, and Rav Nachman paskin that they go to the second brother, Rav Ukva Bar Chama. And Rav Nachman explained his reason based on Shmuel. Shmuel said, a klal kol she'ilu amad chayzer, chayzer b'mat nasay. Any case where a person would be able to be chayzer, meaning in a case of mat nashchimera, where all of the Nechasim were given away, the same way the din is that if they get better, they could be chayzer. They also have a right before they die to be chayzer and change who should get the matana. The Gemara brings that Be'etzem Rav Sheshes would be maskim to the klal of Shmuel that the shchimra could be chayzer from the matana. However, he says perhaps the din of Shmuel is only true in a case where the shchimra was chayzer and wants to keep the nechasim for themselves. Hashenki in a case where he wants to be chayzer and change who the mekabel should be, he wants to take the nechasim from one mekabel and instead give it to a different mekabel. There, the din is that the shchimra cannot be chayzer. Now we have to understand over here what exactly is the machoikis between Rav Sheshes and Rav Nachman. So Rav Ochanan in the Kibbutz Shiurim in Ois Tov Kuf Mem Zayin, he asks Akasha, he doesn't understand what is the pshat in the sheet of Rav Sheshes. Why should the Shechimra not be able to be chayzer? The din is that Matna Shechimra is only chal at la'achar miso. And we know the klal is that if a person makes a kinyan to be chal at la'achar zman, for example, a kinyan la'achar shlishim yoyim, this is a machoikis in Kedushin Daf Nantes between Rav Yechanan and Reish Lakish. In a case where one made a kinyan to be chal at la'achar shlishim yoyim and then they want to be chayzer, Rav Yechanan says the din is that the noisin can be chayzer. He explains because osi dibur umavatal dibur. And Reish Lakish holds he cannot be chayzer, lo yosi dibur umavatal dibur. Hakaparim, since the halacha we passing like the sheet of Rabbi Yechanan, that a kinyan la'achar lamed, that can still be chayzer before the kinyan is chal. Nachar, here as well, the din by matna shchimra should be the same. Since the kinyan is only chal la'achar miso, the shchimra should be able to be chayzer. And should not make a difference if they want to be chayzer by keeping the nechasim for themselves, or if they want to be chayzer by giving the matana to someone else. This is the kasha that the Kaivet Shurim asks. Now the truth is, it would seem that the Rishonim were already bothered by this kasha. Both in Ruki Yosef and the Ritva, they explain that the case over here is talking about that the mother gave over the Nechosim to Romi Bar Chomba with a kinyan. Nefer Sheshes held that she should not be able to be chayzer. And that Rav Nachman argues, and he says that even if a kinyan was done, still the din is that since the matana is only supposed to be chal la'achar miso, therefore she could be chayzer regardless of whether she wants to keep it for herself or she wants to give it to someone else. Now the Rishonim do not explain why is it that with a kinyan the din should be different. And Ruki Yosef stresses that we don't mean to say that she made a kinyan and she said that she wants to be chal me'achshav even before she dies, because if that was the case, then the din would be different. Even Rav Nachman would be maskim that she cannot change her mind and give it to a different brother. We'll get back to this point soon. What happens in a case where a kinyan is done to be chal me'achshav? But al kapanim, the Ruki Yosef says clearly that does not mean to say that a kinyan was done to be chal now. Rather, if stam a kinyan was done and therefore was meant to be chal la'achar miso, still if Sheish is held that once the kinyan is done, she cannot change and give it to a different brother. In the Shiur of Shmuel in Gittin Daf Yudav Amud Beis, Ois Reish Ayin Zayin, he's bothered. What does the Ruki Yosef mean to answer by saying that a kinyan was done? Why would this be a reason to explain to Sheishes that she should not be able to be chayzer and give it to a different brother? Since, as the Ruki Yosef himself says, the case is not talking about where a kinyan was done to be chal me'achshav. If so, kaputa the kinyan is only chal la'achar zman, then the same question remains: since it's only chal la'achar miso, why should she not be able to be chayzer just like any other kinyan la'achar zman? And leaves off over there b'tzarich iyun. But Hakapan, they seem to have been bothered by this kasha of Rebbe Chanan, and they answered it by saying that she did a ma'isa kinyan. However, if we take a look in the Rashbam is mavur that we're not talking about in the case where a kinyan was done. Rashbam Adibar Maschal Val Mesa says that she gave the matana b'mat nashchimera u'dvorea k'ksuvin k'mesurin domi. Clearly we're talking about that there was no ma'isa kinyan. You have to come on to the chiddush of dvorea k'shchimera k'ksuvin k'mesurin domi. If so, the kasha of Rebbe Chanan would be difficult. If there was no kinyan, what is it sad to say that she cannot be chayzer and give it to a different brother? Even if we do not know this klal of Shmuel, kol she'ilu amad chayzer, chayzer b'mat nosay, still, since we do know that every kinyan la'achar zman, the din is that one could be chayzer, why should this mat nashchimra be any different? So Rabbi Chanan says over here, he says, perhaps the sheshes holds like the shita of Reish Lakish, who argues in Rabbi Yechanan in Kedushin Daf Nun Tes, he holds that lo yasi dibur mevatal dibur, every kinyan la'achar zman, he cannot be chayzer from the kinyan. That will be the pshat of sheshes. He holds that lo yasi dibur mevatal dibur, therefore she cannot be chayzer, even though the kinyan is not meant to be chal until the la'achar miso. Now we have to add over here that even though we see in the Gemara that even after Rav Sheshes heard the klal of Shmuel that she could be chayzer since it has a din of a matna shchimra, the same way if she would get better she could be chayzer, so too she could be chayzer even before she gets better. Even after Rav Sheshes heard that klal, he wanted to be mechalik between a case where she's chayzer to keep the nechasim for herself, mashenkin a case where she's chayzer to give the nechasim to someone else. Our karkel pshat over here is that which Rav Sheshes was maskim that she could be chayzer to keep the nechasim for herself. It's not the shot because the kinyan has not yet been chal. According to the way we're explaining now, a kinyan la'achar zman, Rav Sheshes holds like the Reish Lakish that one cannot be chayzer even though it has not yet been chal. Still, din is that in this case, she could be chayzer to keep the nechasim for herself. A karach l'pshat is because this is included in the umdina of matna shchiv mera. The same way there's an umdina for now which they gave away all of the nechasim, they're only doing a machmas misa, therefore if she would get better, the matana would be nisbatel. In this case as well, even though eventually she did not get better, she did die, still included in the umdina is that even before they die, if they change their mind and decide to keep the nechasim, they have a right to do so. This is more than the umdina which we know of until now. Until now, the umdina that we've been talking about is if the shchimra gets better, since they only gave it machmas miso, therefore they would want to get the nechasim back if they get better. Here being mechadish further, that even in a case where the shchimra does end up dying, there's an umdina that they would want to retain this right for themselves to be able to be chayzer from the matana, even if they do eventually end up dying. As far as this umdina is concerned, Rav Sheshes held that there's a svar to be mechalik between keeping the nechasim for themselves, for that they would want to maintain the rights, mashenkin, to be able to give it to someone else. We don't assume that that's also part of the umdina, that they want to keep that right to give it to someone else. Now, in the Yad Rama, he's mavur that he understood like this with Rav Sheshes. The Yad Rama is over here in Ois Kufta Zayin. He explains what is the svar of Rav Sheshes to be mechalik, whether the shchimra wants to be chayzer for himself or to be chayzer to give someone else. He says the whole umdan of a matnas shchimra is that he's only giving the nechas maldas that he's not going to need them because he thinks he's going to die. For that reason, if he doesn't die, he has the right to get his nechasim back. Therefore, he says the same umdan also includes that if at any point he thinks that he will end up living, therefore he's going to need the nechasim for his living expenses, also he has the right to be chayzer and get back his nechasim. This is the svar of Sheshis, that if a shchimra wants to be chayzer, even though in the end they did end up dying, but if before that, at a certain point they decided they wanted to be chayzer, akarach l'pshar is because at that point he thought he will end up living, therefore it's included in the original umdana, he had in mind that if he will end up needing these nechasim for himself, he would have a right to keep them. Hashenkin, in a case where he wants to be chayzer, to give the nechasim to someone else, that's not included in the original umdana, because since he thinks that he will still end up dying, he no longer has the right to change his mind and give the nechasim to someone else. Now, if this is the pshat in Rav Sheshis, we have to then go on and understand what is the pshat in Rav Nachman. Why is it that Rav Nachman argues, and this is how he passes la halacha, even if she would want to be chayzer and give the matana to someone else, also the din is that she can't be chayzer. And here we have two possible options to understand the shita of Rav Nachman. We could say Rav Nachman argues because he does not hold like Rish Lakish, he holds like the shita of Rabbi Yechanan, which is how we paskin, that by every matana lachar zman, a person can be chayzer, osi dibur mevatal dibur. Therefore, in this case, she would be able to be chayzer even without coming on to any umdina. Therefore, Rav Nachman holds there is no difference if she's chayzer by keeping it for herself, or she's chayzer by giving it to someone else. Either way, the reason why she can be chayzer from the original matana is because osi dibur mevatal dibur, therefore you don't have to discuss any umdinas. That's one possible way of understanding Rav Nachman. Or perhaps you could learn Rav Nachman a second way, and that is, even if he would be maskim to the shita of Rish Lakish, in other words, be'etzem he's going aderech of sheishis, there's no tzad to be chayzer over here because the kinyan was nachal, the tzad that she can be chayzer is because of an umdana, and the machaikas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheishis would be, that Rav Sheishis holds it's only an umdana that she would want to keep the option of being chayzer to keep the matana for herself. But to give it to someone else, we don't assume that she had that in mind, and that Rav Nachman would argue and he would hold that it would be included in this umdana. A person who was a shchimra and gave his nechasim only machmas misa, the same way there's an umdana that if they get better, they could get their nechasim back. And there's also an umdana that even if they don't eventually get better, they want to maintain the rights to be chazir from the matana. Rav Nachman holds that there's also an umdana that they want to maintain the rights to change their mind to give their nechasim to someone else. So according to this, the din of Rav Nachman would also be based on an umdana, a specific din by matna shchimra. The pashas would be like the first sad, even if it would have to be mechadish, that Rav Sheshis holds Shalei with the Hilchasa, he holds like Rish Lakish and Nerev Abeichanan. Why should we mechadish Rav Nachman as well, also is Shalei Ali with the Hilchasa, that he passes like Rish Lakish and Nerev, not like Abeichanan. The Chere of the Pashas would be that Rav Nachman holds like Abeichanan, and for that reason he holds that she has the right to be Chayzer, even without any Umdanos. And that's why there's no difference if she's Chayzer to keep it for herself, or she's Chayzer to give it to someone else. So just to summarize what we have up until this point, we have two possible reasons why Rav Sheshis would hold that she cannot be chayzer to give the matana to someone else. The question was what happened to the klal that if a person gives a matana l'achar zman until it's chal, they could be chayzer, like the shita of Rabbi Yechanan. One possible teretz is like the Ritva says and then Muki Yosef. Over here we're not talking about a regular matna shchimra, we're talking about a matna shchimra with the kinyan. The Mashmoi says that if it was a regular matna shchimra, then Enoch Nami Rav Sheshis would be maskim that she could be chayzer because it's a kinyan l'achar zman. Once there is a matna shchimra with the kinyan, it would not be like the regular matana l'achar zman, and she would not be able to be chayzer. Or a second halach we said from Rabbi Chanan that Rav Sheshis would hold like the shita of Rish Lakish, even a kinyan l'achar zman, a person cannot be chayzer. L'yasi dibur mevatal dibur. Now there is another mahalach which a number of recent Rashi yeshivas say along the same lines. The Sefer Yael Sashachar from Rav Steinman Shlita, and the Sefer Shir Rav Shmuel from Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, and Baba Basra Ois Kof Lamed Aleph, as well as in Gittin Ois Reish Ayin Zayin. Based on Taisus and Gittin Daf Yedavad Omid Beis. Taisus over there is Mechadish that in the case of a Matna Shchimra, where the Makav Matana died before the Shchimra, the din is that the Matana still works. Even though, as we know, Matna Shchimra is only Chal La'achar Miso, therefore, Kipshuta, we would have said that if the Makav Matana dies before the Shchimra dies, and the Matana is not Chal, still Taisus is Mechadish that the Matana is Chal, and the Matana will go to the Yarshim of the Makabal. There's a lot of discussion in the Achrayim how to understand the Taisus over there. The Ktais talks about it in a few places, in Simon Kuf Chof Hei, Sifkotan Hei, as well as in Simon Reish Nun, Sifkotan Aleph. The Ktais has a tat to say that what Taisus means to say is, the Matna Shchimra is Chal Ulemafreya. When the Shchimra eventually dies, we consider the Matana to have been Chal ready from the moment of the Amira. There are kashas on this, there arise that it's not Chal Ulemafreya. We'll talk about this more, Bezos Hashem, in the next year. But there is such a tat that that's what Taisus means. The Nasivis as well discusses this. in Siman Reish Nun Sifkot and Aleph, he quotes Bashem the Truvas Marit, that Taisus does not mean to say that it's Chal Mafreya, and what Taisus means to say is that there's a certain Shibur which is Chal from the moment of the Amira, and therefore it's not like the regular Kinyan La'achar Lamid. The regular Kinyan La'achar Lamid, nothing is Chal yet, the Maisa Kinyan is done now, and the Chalais will be at a later point in time. By Mat Ashkimra, however, there's a Din Darabanan, that already from the moment of the Amira, there are certain Schusim which are Chal to the Mekav Matana. For that reason, even if he dies, these Schusim will go over to his Yarshim. So even though the Maisa, the Kinyan is not Chal till a later point, till after Misa, there are certain Schusim now already. But HaKopan, according to either one of these Mahalchim, whether you say that Taisus means to say that it's Chal the Mafreya, or just certain Schusim which are Chal now, but either way, we see over here that Mat Ashkimra is not like a regular Kinyan La'achar Lamed. And therefore, these Achayim answer the Kasha, what is the Pshat in the Shita of Rav Sheshis? How could Rav Sheshis possibly say that the Shechimah cannot be Chayzer and decide to give it to someone else? The Chayr should be no different than a Kinyan La'achar Lamed, where the Nason has a right to be Chayzer. The answer is that Mat Ashkimra is different than a Kinyan La'achar Lamed, and therefore the Shechimah would not be able to be Chayzer. And again, even though according to Rav Sheshis is masking that he could be Chayzer and keep the Nechasim for himself, the reason for this is not because the Kinyan wasn't Chal, and it's like a Kinyan La'achar Lamed, because if that was the case, then it should make no difference if he's being chayzer to keep the nechasim for himself, or if he's being chayzer to give it to someone else. Akarchal Pshat is, as we said, that it's an umdana. It's an unspoken tenai that a shechimah, if he gives nechasim because he thinks he's going to die, he wants to maintain for himself the right to be chayzer. And if Sheshes holds, the umdana is only to keep the nechasim for himself, not to give the nechasim to someone else. So because so we now have three possible reasons why, according to Sheshes, it would not have a din of a kinyan la'achar zman, which would give her the ability to be Chayzer, either like the Ritvan and Muki Yosef say, because she did a Kinyan, or like Rabbi Chanan says, because if Sheshes holds like Reish Lakish, or this third Mahalach, that Mat Nashchima really is different than a regular Kinyan La'achar Zman. According to all three Mahalachim, we have to explain why, according to Sheshes, can't she be Chayzer to keep the Matana for herself? So this we explained is based on the Umdina. This is Abadas Rav Sheshes, and according to Rav Nachman who holds that she could even be Chayzer to give the Matana to someone else. So again, there are two ways to go over here. According to any one of these three Mahalchim, Badas Rav Sheshes, we have two stadim how to understand Rav Nachman. Is the pshat that he argues and he holds that there is a din of Kinyan La'achar Zman which gives her the right to be Chayzer? According to the Ran, the pshat will be that even though it's a Mat Nashchimra with the Kinyan, it still makes no difference. The Maisa is still Chal La'achar Zman, and therefore she'll be able to be Chayzer. According to Rav Bochanan learns that Rav Sheshes holds like Reish Lakish, so Rav Nachman will argue he'll hold like Rav Yechanan. And according to the final Mahalach, Rav Nachman will argue and he'll hold that a Mat Nashchimra is the same as a Matan La'achar Zman, therefore she should be able to be Chayzer just as any other Kinyan La'achar Zman. If you go like this tad, then it's Pashut where Rav Nachman holds there's no chilik between whether she wants to be Chayzer to keep it for herself, or she wants to be Chayzer to give it to a different brother. Either way, she could be Chayzer for this reason, that the Kinyan has not yet been Chal. That's one Mahalach to go, and the other Mahalach would be to say that Betzim Rav Nachman is maskim to Sheshes, that for any one of these three reasons, the Shechimra cannot be Chayzer as the din of a Kinyan La'achar Zman. Whereas the Pshat of Nachman would be that he holds that the same way we said Bedas of Sheshes, there's an Umdana. Even if the Shechimra will eventually die, they want to maintain for themselves the right to be Chayzer. If Sheshes holds, they maintain the right only to be Chayzer to keep it for themselves. Rav Nachman will hold a step further that there's an Umdana that when a person gives away his Nechasim and Machmas Misa, he wants to keep for himself the right to be Chayzer and give it to someone else before they die. So according to this, the Machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes will be how to understand what exactly is the Umdana over here. Now, as we'll see, there's a right from the Muki Yosef over here that the Pshat of Nachman is not because of an Umdana. It's not that there's an Umdana that a Shechimra would want to retain the right for himself to be Chayzer, even to give the Matana to someone else. That the Pshat is like the other tzad, the reason why he could be Chayzer is because the Matana was not yet Chal. This is the Muki Yosef which we discussed already a few times, but Be'ikar, the Muki Yosef is over here on this Sugya. He's referring to that which the Gemara brings, B'Shem Shmuel, the Klal, Kol She'ilu Amrit Chayzer, Chayzer Mibat Nosoy. And the Muki Yosef says this is not true in all cases. He's quoting this B'Shem the Ritva, and he says, Kol she'ilu amr chayzer ene klal gomer b'chol makayim. It's not a definite rule in all cases, and he explains, because if the Shechimra did a kinyan, and he said clearly that the kinyan should be chal me'achshav, and even though in this case also, if he gets better, he could be chayzer, however, if he wants to change his mind and give the matana to someone else, he cannot be chayzer. Now we discussed previously, the Stipler explains where is the pshat in this Muki Yosef. The Stipler says the pshat is, because Be'etzem, that which a Shechimra could be Chayzer really always has two reasons. There's one reason because Matana has not yet been Chal. It's like a Kinyan La'achar Lamed, the Nesin Matana could always be Chayzer. And there's an additional reason because of the Umdana that if you would know that he would get better, he would not have wanted to give the Matana. That's what Nimuk Esav means to say over here. In the case where he said the kinyan should be chal mi'achshav, so in this case you don't have the reason that the kinyan was not yechal, because he did an actual ma'isa kinyan and he said clearly that the kinyan should be chal now. The only possible reason why he would be able to be chayzer is because of an umdana, and Nimuk Esav clearly holds that the umdana only helps in the case where he got better and he wants to keep the matana for himself. If, however, he wants to be chayzer and give it to someone else, on that there is no umdana that a shchirim would want to maintain for himself that right. Therefore, in a case where he did not make a kinyan me'achshov, so he still could be chayzer and give it to someone else for the other reason, because it's like a kinyan lachar lamid, until it's actually chal, he could always change his mind. Mashenk, in a case where he made a kinyan to be chal me'achshov, so therefore he does not have the ability to be chayzer mitzad that which was it was not yechal, the only reason he would be able to be chayzer is because of the umdana, and that only gives him right to be chayzer if he gets better. And as we discussed in Daf Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis at the beginning of the sugya of Matna Shchimra, that which the Gemara there explains that the din of the Mishnah, that a Shchimra could be chayzer if he gets better, is based on an umdana. The Sipra explains that you only have to come onto that umdana in the case where he made a kinyan to be chal me'achshov. If not, he would be able to be chayzer anyhow for a different reason, because the kinyan was not yechal, it's like a kinyan la'achar zman. Akapan, we see from this Nimukei Yosef, based on the way the Sipra explains, even Rav Nachman, which is how we hold the halacha, he's masking that there is no umdana that a person would want to maintain the right to give the matana to someone else. And according to Rav Nachman over here in Ersugyo, in the case of Imid Rami Bar Chomo, that which Rav Nachman held that she could change and give the matana to the other brother, the pshat is because Rav Nachman holds that the matana is not chal until the Achar Misa. In other words, the Yisayda Machoikis between Rav Sheshis and Rav Nachman is not about the umdana, rather the Yisayda Machoikis is whether Matna Shchimra has a din of a kinyan lachar lamid, since it's only chal Achar Misa, therefore you'd be able to be chayzer. Now there is, however, one strong ha'ar we could point out over here, and that is, Rav Sheshis is mavur, even though he holds it's not a kinyan lachar lamid, still you could be chayzer and keep it for yourself because of the umdana. In other words, not only is the umdana to say that if he gets better you could keep it, even if the person did eventually die, but if any time before the death he decided to keep it for himself, the umdana includes that as well, he could be chayzer. And there's no reason to say that Rav Nachman argues on that, even though the ikar machlekes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis is, as we explained, Rav Nachman holds that it does have a din of a kinyan lachar zman, therefore he could be chayzer for any reason he wants, even to give it to someone else. But there's no reason to say that Rav Nachman argues on the umdana of Rav Sheshis. And yet the Nimuk Esav is mevur, in the case where he made a kinyan to michal mi'achshov, in that case you do not have the ability to be chayzer mikayach that which the kinyan has not yet been chal. The only ability to be chayzer would be mikayach the umdana. And we see clearly that the Nimuk Esav held in this case, only possible way that the shchirma would be able to be chayzer is if they get better. The mashmais is that if they do not get better, even if before Misa the Shchirma was chayzer to keep the nechasim for himself, that type of chazor also does not work. And the kasha is, why should this not work? L'chair, there's an umdana to say that a Shchirma wants to maintain this right to be chayzer. The same way we saw in Rav Sheshis, there's such an umdana, there's no reason to say that Rav Nachman argues on that. So why is it that Nimuk Esav holds that in this case of a kinyan me'achshav, the only way the Shchirma would be able to be chayzer is if he lives, not in the case where he was chayzer before he dies? This is a strong kasha which will leave B'tzarach Iyon. Now just mention one more nidan which is negated to these two tzadim in understanding the sheet of Rav Nachman. This is discussed in the Shir Rav Shmuel which we mentioned before. It brings another important machlokes Rishonim which seems to be telling in these two tzadim. And as we saw in the Gemara in Perek Yeshneichlan Daf Kuf Lamed Ches, the Gemara talks about a case where a Shchirma gives a matana to a person and the Makab Matana does not want the matana, he's Tzeveach. The din is that the matana is Nachal, it cannot be Chal against his will. However, if Mitzchila, in the beginning, he was Shaisik, L'Besayif Tzavach, in the beginning he did not protest the Matana, only in the end he did, then the din is that the Matana is already in Chal. And what's called the Tchila, what's called the Saif? In other words, up until what point can he still protest and the Matana will not be Chal? So this is Mukhi Yosef which discusses this as well. This is in Perek Yesh Leichlin, Daf Samach Bezum and Aleph in the Dapei Arif. And Mukhi Yosef over there says, it's Mistaber to say that Shasik L'Besayif means La'achar Misa. If, however, he protested the matana any time up until the Misa, then the din is the matana is nachal, and he explains that since matna shchimra is only chal la'achar Misa, therefore the makab matana also has the right to protest. This is the same thing which we find by kinyan la'achar lamed. There also the din is either the noisin or the makabal could be chayzer and say that they did not want the kinyan since it hasn't yet been chal. The Mugesiv is saying here as well by matna shchimra, if the makab matana wants to be chayzer any point up until the death, he can be chayzer. The Avshtik Gemara says that if he's Tzeveach L'Besayif, the Matana was already Chal, that's only if he was Tzeveach L'Achar Misa. Now other Rishonim who ever argue on this Nimuk Yosef, the Rif, the Rosh, and this is Al-Shulch Noach Paskins and Chosha Mishpah, Simon Reish Mem Hei, Seif Yud Aleph. We're going to take a look at the Ksois over there, he discusses this Machlekes. Rakhapan, most Rishonim hold not like the Nimuk Yosef, And as long as his immediate reaction was to be b'shtika, and afterwards he was tzeveach, even if he was tzeveach before the Misa, it's already too late, and the Mekabel cannot be chayzer from this matana. And Rav Shmuel and others explain the Yisrael Machlekes is, what is the pshat in the sheet of Rav Nachman, that which the Shchivmer himself could be chayzer, either to keep the matana for himself, or to give it to someone else, if you hold the pshat is, because it's based on an umdino, that when someone gives away his nechassim because he thinks he's going to die, he would want to maintain for himself the right to be chayzer or to give it to someone else. If that was the case, then it would only be an umdra mitzad the neisein matana. There is no umdra mitzad the makabel matana. As long as he was makabel the matana b'shtika, we don't say it was al tanai. Therefore, he would no longer have the ability to be chayzer. Now, Shenkin, if you hold like the other tzad, that which the neisein matana could be chayzer, is because it's like a kenny which is chal alachar zman, which, as you said, that's the sheet of the Nemuki Yosef. Then already it would make no difference between the Nisin and the Mekabel. The same way the Nisin could be Chayzer because it was not Yechal, the Mekabel also should be able to be Chayzer for the same reason. Just like every Kenyan Lachar Zman, both of them have a right to be Chayzer. Here as well, by Matna Shchimra, the Mekabel Matana also would be able to be Chayzer. According to this, it would fit very well that the Nemuki Yosef, which as we said is Muchach, that a Shchimra could be Chayzer because it's a Kenyan Lachar Zman, and not because of Umdana. Therefore, the Nemuki Yosef hold there is no Chayzer between the Nisin and the Mekabel. The Mekabel would also have a right to be Chayzer up until the point of the Misa. Shaking the other Yishanim will hold that the Mekabel Matana cannot be Chayzer, the Chayr they held like the other side, that which the Nisin Matana could be Chayzer is not based on that Zekinyan Lachar Zman, rather it's based on the Umdana. Therefore, as we explained, the Umdana is only Mitzad the Shchimra, there is no Umdana Mitzad the Mekabel Matana. Now, continue on to the Sugya on Amud Beis, the Gemara there brings the Machlekes between that which the Rabbanan quoted B'Shem Rav Nachman and that which Rava said B'Shem Rav Nachman, whether Matna Shchimra B'Miktas needs a Kenyan. The Rabbanon said B'Shem Rav Nachman that Matna Shchimra B'Miktas does not need a Kenyan. They said Harei K'Matnas Bari and Harei K'Matnas Shchimra. It has on one hand the mile of a Matnas Bari, Shem Omad Ein Nechayzer, however it also has the mile of a Shchimra that you don't need a Kenyan. And that Rava argued and Rava said B'Shem Rav Nachman, the same way the din is that a Matna Shchimra B'Miktas, he cannot be Chayzer because it's similar to a Matnas Bari, for the same reason he has to do a Maisa Kenyan. We have to try to understand what exactly is the sheet of the Rabbanon Mishmeder of Nachman. They held that even though a Matnas Shchimra B'Miktas is like a Matnas Bari, Legavi being Chayzer, there's no Umdana that he gave it Machmas Misa, and therefore he cannot be Chayzer. If so, why would the Matana be Chal even without a Kenyan? So as we'll see, there are a few Mahalchim and Yishayim to explain this sheet though. The Rashbov here says that since the whole Takana, that Divish Shchimra Kiksuvin Kimusurin Domi, is a Din Rabbanon Kadesh like Titrav Daitai, therefore, included in this takana is any time the person who is giving the matana is a shchimira, even if he intends to give the matana in a way that a bari would give it, meaning without any conditions, his intention is that even if he gets better, he does not want the matana to come back. Still, since the mice at the time he's giving it, he's a shchimira, there's a chash of tira fadas, and therefore the din is that he does not have to do a kenyan. Now, Ben Yain, however, earlier on in Daf Kuf Mevavam Beis, he's mevur that this nidoin, whether Matna Shchimra B'Miktas needs a Kenyan or does not need a Kenyan, is telling what is the Makar to the din of Divrei Shchimra K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Domi. We saw in Daf Kuf Mem Zayin, originally the Gemara wanted to bring a Raya from a Pasuk. K'Pshuti the Gemara means to say that Midei Raisa, the din is that you don't need a Kenyan. And Laskanas the Gemara says, it's only Din Darbanan Kadesh Lai Titrav Daitoy. And Rabbi Yain over there is Mavur, that if it's only Midei Darbanan Kadesh Lai Titrav Daitoy, then Midei it's only when he's giving all of his Nechasim. Only when he's giving a machmas misa, that's where there's a chash of tir fadas. But Shenkin, when he's giving only some of his nechasim, it's not machmas misa, there's no chash of tir fadas, therefore you do need a maisa kinyan. However, if you hold that divrei shchimra k'ksuvin k'mesurin domi is a din deiraisa, it's learned from psukim, then once a person is a shchimra, it makes no difference if he's giving the matana machmas misa or not. Either way, the Torah was mechadesh this din, that when a shchimra gives the matana, he does not have to do a maisa kinyan. So even though the Gabay Chazara, there's a chil between Matana Bekulu and Matana Bemiktas, that's because Matana Bekulu has an Umdana and Matana Bemiktas does not. However, as far as whether you need a Kenyan, there's a Din Dairaisa that a Matna Shchimra never needs a Kenyan. The Rabbanan is mevur that this would be the tzad to say over here in Eretz Sugya, that even Matna Shchimra Bemiktas does not need a Kenyan, that would fit with the Shitas that hold that Divrei Shchimra K'Ksuvin K'Mesurin Domi is a Din Min HaTorah. So, Akapan, we have two tzadim how to understand this Shita of the Rabbanan B'Shem Rav Nachman. Why would it be that even a Matnas Shchimra B'Miktas, which the din is he cannot be Chayzer, is similar to a Matnas Bari, still the din is that he does not need a Kenyan? One side would be like the Rashba, that Lamaisa, since he's a Shchimra, is a Chash of Tir Fadas, and therefore the Rabbanu will Mesake in the Dwarf K'Ksuvin K'Mesur and Dombi. And the second side would be the way Rabbein Yoin is Mashma, this sheet that would hold like the side, that Matnas Shchimra K'Ksuvin K'Mesur and Dombi is a din Dei Raisa, Therefore, once it's Daraisa, it makes no difference if it's Matana Bakulu or Matana Bemiktas. Now, there's an important point that we have to make over here, and that is, we just discussed in the previous sugya, we brought in Muki Yosef, who's Mavur, that was the din that Hashchima could be Chayzer, whether he wants to be Chayzer to keep the Matana for himself, or to be Chayzer to give it to someone else. Even though in the end the Hashchima did die, still he has the right to be Chayzer until the time of his death. And we explained that this din is not based on an Umdana, as we saw from Muki Yosef. And the pshat is because it's similar to a case of a kinyan l'achar zman. A kinyan l'achar zman, both the makabel and the nesin have right to be chayzer until the kinyan is chal. And according to this, there's an important kasha to ask over here, and that is, according to this sheet of Rabbanim b'shmei der Rav Nachman, they hold that even a matna shchima b'miktas has the chiddush of dvar k'ksuvin k'mesur n'dami. Therefore, you do not have to do a ma'isa kinyan, yet still the din is that since he's not giving it machmas misa, he cannot be chayzer from the matana. And the kasha is, since you have to come onto the chiddush din, whether it's a din d'iraisa or a din d'arbonon, that dvar k'ksuvin k'mesur n'dami, and the way that din works is that it's only chal la'achar misa, it's not chal at the moment. Rather, as we saw in the previous sugyos, it works similar to Yerusha, it's chal la'achar misa. According to the Nemuka Yosef, any time that the kinyan is chal la'achar misa, you don't have to come onto an umdina. So even though in this case of matnas shchima b'miktas, there is no umdina, because he didn't give away all of his nechasim, we don't assume that he's giving it machmas misa, he means to give it even if he will get better. But since l'maisa you have to come on to the chiddush din of matna shchimra that dvarav k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami, and the way that works is al derech yirusha, which means it's only chal l'achar misa. If so, why should he not be able to be chayzer? Bishnam of the reason why shchimra could be chayzer is based on an umdana, and we understand by the matna shchimra b'miktas there is no umdana, therefore he cannot be chayzer. However, if you hold like the Rishonim, the reason why shchimra always could be chayzer is not based on an umdana, rather the pshat is because it's a kinyan l'achar zman. If so, then it should come out that according to this sheet of the Rabbanim Meshmei Rav Nachman, that even a matana b'miktas does not need a kinyan, it also is included in the chiddush of matna shchimra. If so, it should only be chal l'achar misa, and that itself should be enough of a reason that he should be able to be chayzer. So if you take a look in the chiddush of Ritva, we see that the Ritva is actually bothered by this problem. He asked, if the way matna shchimra always works is al derech yirusha, what is it sad to say over here that a matna shchimra b'miktas is considered a matna shchimra? For that reason, you don't need a kinyan. And yet still the din is if he wants to be chayzer, he cannot be chayzer. L'chor, if it's a begeder matna shchimra, it's only chal l'achar misa. And the Ritva says, al-kach, you have to say, according to this shita, they don't hold of this whole concept, the matna shchimra is ki yerusha. It's only l'maskana, the shita of Rav B'Shein Rav Nachman, who holds that the two dinim are tali ze b'ze. If it's ki matna shchimra l'gabe being chayzer, then it could be ki matna shchimra l'gabe kinyan. And if it's not ki matna shchimra l'gabe chazora, like a matana b'miktas, then it cannot possibly be k'mat nashchimra l'gabay the fact that you do not need a kinyan. Only then we could say that the way k'mat nashchimra works is al derech yirusha, when there's a din of dvarav k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami, and therefore you do not need a kinyan. That's where there's a din of k'mat nashchimra which works al derech yirusha, and it's only chal l'achar misa. In other words, the Ritva is saying, b'das d'rabbanan ali b'derav nachman, that b'etzim every k'mat nashchimra, whether it's k'mat nashchimra b'kulu or b'miktas, there's a din of dvarav k'ksuvin k'mesurin dami, which Betzim is chal, by the way, it does not have the din of a Yerusha. And the chiluk between Kulu and Miktas is that if it's Matana Bekulu, then there's an Umdana that he's only giving it Machmas Misa. Therefore, if he gets better, he could be Chayzer. Here, the reason he could be Chayzer is not because it's Matana L'achar Zman. According to these Rabbanon, it would be Matana which is chal, by the way. But it's a Matana Al Tanai, and therefore, if eventually he does get better, he could be Chayzer. Mashenkin, by a Matana B'Miktas, there is no Umdana. Therefore, even if he does get better, he cannot be Chayzer. I'll continue on to another point further down the Amud. Gemara brings a kasha on Rava from a Mishnah in Gittin. The Mishnah says, "Aimer tnu get el ishti shtar shicher zel avdi umeis lo yitnu laachar misa tnu mani lepani umeis yitnu laachar misa." The Gemara over here is asking a kasha on Rava. Rava was the one who said that matna shchim rabbi miktas needs a kinyan. And Gemara asks over here, this Mishnah in Gittin is talking about without a kinyan, and still in the Seifa, which the Gemara understands Kapruta is talking about, he's only giving away miktas nechasim. And still, then is Yitnu L'achar Misa, which means it's Chal with a Dibur alone. The Gemara continues, how do we know that this Mishnah is talking about without a Kinyan? Dumya di Get. Ma Get La Bar Kinyan Afaynami de Lekonomine. Just like by Get, if a person tries to be Makna the Get over to his wife with a Kinyan Chalipin, the Gershon is not Chal, he has to actually give her the Get. So too, as far as Tnumana Lepaini, it's not talking about what they did in Maisa Kinyan. All there is an Amira, and still the Mishnah says that you give the money L'achar Misa. The Ktoisa Choshin and Simon Reish Beis Sifkot and David brings the Machaikis Rishainim, can one be Megarish his wife by giving her the get with some other form of Kenyan? For example, a Kenyan Agav. He brings the Sugya and Gittin Dafayin Zayin. Rashi over there seems to learn that a person can be megarish his wife by giving her the get with a kinyan agav. He gives her a piece of karka, and together with that she's kind of the actual get, that's enough to be megarish her. And other Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashba, they argue on Rashi, they say that one cannot be megarish his wife with the kinyan of agav. He has to actually give her the get. If he puts the get into her chotzer, it also works, but he cannot be makna to her with the kinyan of agav. That's not going to work to be megarish her. And Tosef the quotes our sugyo, and he says, our sugyo is muchach that a person cannot be megarish his wife with the kinyan of sudar. And therefore he says, al karchik, you have to say b'das Rashi, even though Rashi says that a kinyan agav does work to be megarish her wife, still a kinyan sudar does not work. What is the chalik between kinyan agav and kinyan chalipin? Why should it be that gerishin does work if he's makna her the get, ayde kinyan agav, but it does not work if he's makna the get, ayde kinyan chalipin? So in the Shir of Shmuel from Shmuel Rozovsky in Gittin, Oyis Reish Mem, he explains the svar to be mechalik. And that is, he says, in order for the gerishin to work, it has to be that he's doing the maisa kinyan, he's giving over the get to her. And Shmuel explains there's a fundamental difference between the way these two kinyanim work, kinyan agav and kinyan chalipin. Kinyan chalipin, he says, is a kinyan mitzad the koine. The koine gives his own sudur to the makne, and with that the kinyan is chal, the makne's item goes back to the koine. Therefore, since the koine is the one who's active over here, he's the one who's putting the kinyan into motion, therefore by gerishin it does not work. If the wife were to give the husband something that she owns, and through him taking it in exchange she's kinyaning her get, this would not work for gerishin, because in this case he's considered to be passive, and she's the one who's actively doing the kinyan. Hashanking by kinyan agav, I did giving karka to her, she's also kind of the get along with it. The one who's being makna the karka, he's the one who's considered to be active. Therefore, this is a valid means of gerishin. He could be makna to her a karka, and along with that, she'll receive also the get.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.